proclamation number 2375 dated the June 20th, 1942. The wisdom of the wise will be destroyed. Single quote. The weapon of the worldly scholar is the presentation of evidence, and by using this weapon he will always be able to assert himself in the world, that is, his wisdom will be irrefutable as soon as he can provide the evidence for the knowledge he has gained. By comparison, spiritual knowledge cannot be substantiated with proof, it cannot be scientifically gained nor systematically conveyed to people, for spiritual knowledge is not the product of a person's intellectual thought but the product of a loving heart. Spiritual knowledge has therefore nothing in common with earthly wisdom and can therefore not be judged by worldly scholars either, for spiritual knowledge is entirely alien to them. They are completely incapable of all criticism as long as they have not been accepted into the circle of knowledgeable people as a result of their wholehearted activity of love. And thus the worldly scholar will not be able to use his wisdom as evidence in order to disprove spiritual truths. For he will have to admit a shortcoming, he will have to admit that his worldly knowledge is not sufficient in order to penetrate spiritual areas. However, the spiritual knowledge gained through activity of love will revoke earthly wisdom as soon as this wisdom refers to areas which lie beyond the earth. Spiritual knowledge will yield different results than those gained by worldly scholars. Consequently, the spiritually knowledgeable person will bypass and regard all presentation of evidence as unreliable and similarly regard people's reasoning power as untrustworthy. And thus people who have penetrated spiritual knowledge do not hold worldly knowledge in high esteem. They consider it unsound since it does not contribute in the slightest to leading people into realization and because divine wisdom can never ever be gained through it. But, moreover, despite the presentation of evidence, the wisdom of the worldly wise will turn out to be wrong. For people who have never paid attention to the divine spirit, whose thoughts were therefore never spiritually inclined, will have to realize that people without worldly education have superior knowledge to them, and thus they will also have to acknowledge the truth of what contradicts their researches and subsequent results. They will have to realize that intellectual activity alone is no guarantee for correct wisdom. I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and will bring the understanding of the prudent to nothing. Single quote. And this is in accordance with the worldly researcher's spiritual attitude towards God, since no person can know the truth without spiritual enlightenment. And without acknowledging and striving towards God, a person cannot become enlightened, since the latter is a flow of strength from God, which can only happen to vessels which are open for this influx. Otherwise the flow of strength cannot find a receptacle. All spiritual products for which the spiritual strength from God was not requested or used are worthless, and they will time and again be superseded or dismissed, for intellectual thought does not stop after one result because it is never completely convinced of its truth. In contrast, spiritual results developed in unison with the divine spirit always and forever remain unchangeable because they correspond to truth and are also recognized as such by people who sincerely struggle for truth. A purely intellectual person remains far from the truth, he neither desires it nor does he recognize it when it is offered to him, and thus he will become neither wise nor truth-loving. Therefore his weapon, the presentation of evidence, will be taken out of his hand, for his presentation of evidence cannot prevail against spiritual results, which are God's direct emanation, since his opponents fight with a weapon he does not possess. What has been announced through the working of the Spirit will visibly manifest itself and thereby provide the evidence that truth only exists where the Spirit of God is desired, and that this truth far surpasses the knowledge of the worldly wise, so that people realize that wisdom does not depend on human intellect but solely on the right attitude towards God and a corresponding way of life. For only then will the strength from God, His Spirit, be desired and also be able to take effect. Amen.